Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Hey friends, I'm Lee Brown and welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, which is probably, frankly, your favorite real estate podcast, not because it's going to make you a bazillion dollars, but because we all need to say, are you for real? Golly Moses, sometimes. And that's what we do here on this show. We talk about the things nobody knows about real estate, but might actually make you interested in real estate a little bit more, whether you're a broker or a homeowner or a future homeowner. We never know. We don't judge. We just live and learn and laugh together. So welcome. And Micah Haar is with us today. Micah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
All right. So tell my people where you're located, what you do around real estate. Give them a little bit of background on Micah.
Well, I've been practicing. I've had my license since 2005. I am in Columbus, Ohio. We were in 173 neighborhoods last year. So we're kind of all over the place here in Columbus. And I work with first-time home buyers and listings and everything in between. One of the things that I really wanted to talk about was the education, which I know that you find is so important. Here in the state of Ohio, you require 30 hours of ongoing education for 3 years. Currently, I'm at 109 hours of ongoing.
Hang on. So wait, is 30 every year or 30 over 3 years?
30 over 3 years.
Yeah. So that's more than North Carolina. We're 8 hours a year. Isn't that sad?
I believe that the ongoing education is really what separates the agents from each other. There's over 8,000 agents here in the area.
That's a great point. So what kind of classes do you take that you think that your buyers and sellers would be grateful to know that you took? Because often, you know this, our continuing education classes might be helpful and they might be a way to accumulate hours. But there are certain classes that when you take it and put it into action for buyers and sellers in the communities where we live, it can be majorly impactful. And you've taken over 100 hours. You must have encountered something helpful.
I take a lot of classes on negotiation, conflict resolution, how to best brand yourself and your clients for the listings. I mean, there's just so many different classes.
So why did you decide to become the realtor who's totally dialed into real estate education when obviously you could spend that time doing a lot of other things?
Because I believe that the services that I provide my clients is on a different level, and the education that I get puts me that much higher. And I deal with agents that don't do a lot of education, and the knowledge just isn't there. And I think that the knowledge just makes me being able to serve my clients the best I possibly can. And that's really what it's all about.
When you run into an uneducated realtor who's in the middle of bringing you an offer, maybe, and they didn't fill out the paperwork correctly because perhaps nobody ever trained them properly, do you invite them to classes and send them links and tell them where they could go to get better? Because I think one of the issues many realtors have is nobody ever showed them that there was a better way. And so if you don't have that person in your life to open the door, you might not know.
Well, I explain what the issues are and I try to help them through it. And I always tell them that if they want some more help from me, I give them my telephone number and say that my door is always open.
Well, you know, it's the best thing for your clients, right? And that's one thing that people forget in the whole conflict resolution arena. Sometimes what you're doing to make your clients have a better real estate transaction is also going to benefit the other party. Because if you just let them flounder and mess it up, then nobody gets what they want at the end of the day. But if we offer our knowledge to other people, we can bring somebody along. And hopefully they accept our ability to help. Some do and some don't. That's their choice. So I'd love to know, in your 14 years of real estate and in the number of people that you've helped, what would you say is the scenario you encountered that just made you shake your head and say, I hope that never happens again? Or it was so wild. You said, I hope it does happen again because now I know what to do.
Well, there's been a lot. Every client is a different story. And I kind of wanted to give you some ideas and let you pick which one was best for you. I had people try to pull me out of a car before. I've been in houses where there were dead animals in the basement. I've been in houses where there are dead animals in a garage. I've been in houses with mold and fleas and all sorts of craziness, been in multiple offers with 26 other people. I mean, all sorts of different things. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, I kind of wish we could pause this and throw a poll up on the screen and do a choose your own adventure, but we can't do that because, you know, we're not live right now. So let's just go with the first scenario. Tell us about what happened there.
So I was with another agent and we were going down the street and there was a parked car on the right side. There was another car going down the other side of the street. I went in the middle and it was tight. And this guy is put his head out the window and just screaming and cussing. And
you were just screaming in general
at me because I was going down the middle of the road and it was tight and he was cussing and I was smiling. And then I left. And I left to the other agent, and then I drove into a cul-de-sac with the other agent, and the gentleman pulled his car in reverse, blocked the cul-de-sac, jumped out of the car, and the gentleman was about 300 pounds, very big. I mean, he was very muscular. I weigh about 180 pounds. He was about 300 pounds, and he wanted me to get out of the car. And I told him I was not inclined to do so. The other agent wanted me to roll up the window. I said, no, he'll just break it. And then the other agent had wanted to videotape it. I said, no, that would just make it worse. So the guy comes up to the car. He's in the door of the car, screaming and spitting and cussing and wanted me to get out. I said, no. I de-escalated the situation, and after about 5 minutes of him just ranting and screaming, he got back in the car, ranting and screaming, and drove away. But he really wanted me to get out of the car, and I thought that he might actually pull me out of the car at one point.
How do you have the strength and the patience to just wait that out? Because most people, the fight or flight adrenaline kicks in and you tend to respond to those situations. So it sounds like you were absolutely choosing to not respond, which is probably the hardest decision you could have made. What did you have to tell yourself to do that? Because that's a crazy amount of willpower.
Well, it was really a no-win situation. If I was going to get out of the car, I would be very badly hurt. I was hoping that he wouldn't pull me out of the car. And there was no way for me to really get out of the situation except to try to de-escalate. And going back to those classes, right, we talk about de-escalation and just trying to use the tools, which I've learned, to try to bring him down a little bit.
So I'm still kind of, as a female agent, all I can think is, holy shit, if that were me, it could have been an entirely different outcome because anybody that's that angry and unhinged always makes you realize how inherently dangerous the real estate profession can be. Because here you are in a car and obviously you're in a professional situation. You're with another agent. You're not trying to cause any trouble or anything else. And you can't control this member of the public. So did you take this information back to your office and to other agents and say, hey, guys, I just went through this. I want to share with you how I handled it just to give them some insights and tools so that should they encounter it, they might have the same outcome you did, which was safety?
Yeah. The other agent was pretty frazzled. So she went back to the office and went over everything and just said how it all went down. And she was okay, but she was surprised that everything had played out how it did. And you just never know. I mean, there are people that we're around all the time that we meet that we don't know what kind of people they are. So it's always a safety issue and we always have to be careful.
So did you like stop working the rest of that day? You got out of that cul-de-sac and you said, I am going home. I'm going to lay on my couch and I'm just going to get away from the world for a little bit. What did you do to recover from that high place of when your stress level, obviously your cortisone level goes through the roof. What did you do to recover from it?
I believe I went back to work. I kept on working that day. And they showed up homes. I mean, it's
because you're a realtor. That's what our people do.
We just need to keep on going. But the key was not to engage. He really wanted me to look him in the eye. I didn't look him in the eye. And he just was looking for an excuse to do something. And I just tried to play it out.
So if you're a member of the non-real estate agent public who's watching or listening to this, this is why we beg of you to do a consultation with us before we ever go look at property so that we can know you and you can know us so that if there's a client with me in that situation, you'll at least know me and not just feel threatened by the whole scenario. But also, it's so as a realtor, we know who our client is, because the worst case scenario here could have been, Micah, you and your partner were out to meet a client and that was the client. Then what do you do? And that's why we like to make sure we know you before we let you into houses. So when realtors ask you questions about your phone number and who the decision makers are and how we can help, we're honestly trying to protect your safety and ours too. And that's a fair request to make. Although I'll always point out to all realtors that to stay in front of your necessarily, you know, the mistakes you might make, ask the same questions of everyone. So if we're going to abide by fair housing, you have to ask the same questions of everyone. Don't pick and choose. So that being said, Micah, did you change anything about the way that you look at properties or conduct business because of that situation, or change any questions that you ask?
I always let the clients go in the door first. I never go in before them. I'm always paying attention to the situations which I'm in. I mean, we could talk all day long about different stories and different scenarios with other agents, which I know, but it's very real. I mean, there are some people out there that are not good people, and you just need to be very, very careful.
All right. So guys, if you're thinking of buying and selling in Columbus, Ohio, and you want to talk to the uber educated realtor who's probably taken a class about anything you could ask about and who has the strength of character to remain calm in the face of a screaming, yelling man, which probably means he can remain calm in negotiations. Micah, how can they reach you to talk further about your market?
MicahHarr.com. MicahHarr.com.
And I'll keep it easy for y'all because I know you never write anything down and I don't judge you for that except a little bit, but all of Micah's contact information is in the show notes for this episode. So you can reach out to him anytime. And in fact, if you're an Ohio realtor, you should probably make friends with Micah, because we know that in real estate world, it's fantastic when we have professionals in our own states with whom we can network, coordinate, and make sure our clients have great service. And he probably knows all the best classes for continuing education. If you ask somebody who takes all the classes, they know things. And by the way, if you're listening to this as a member of the public, ask your realtor the last time they took a class. That should be what you ask them in a listing presentation or buyer consult. Find out what they're learning, because that's going to tell you if they're stretching to make sure that your experience is different. Micah, I appreciate you coming on the show. And I love that you started off talking education and you wind up talking safety. So you hit all my high points there. And I wish you all the best success going into the next year of real estate and beyond.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
Guys, make sure you subscribe for more. Give 5 stars and tune back in. We'll see you next time on Crazy Shit in Real Estate.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.